Oh, there we go.
Let me tell you, my friends, it's going to be a great freaking stream tonight.
Oh, it's feeling good.
It's feeling good. Oh, yeah. And welcome to Free Domain, my gorgeous, beautiful, talented, brilliant Free Domaniacs. Thank you, Matt, for your fantastic tip. I appreciate that. Let's get the ball rolling, because it's only 4 shopping days until Christmas, when you can purchase your very own Vague British Noises Ostrich Egg of Truth, which is a support or donation to freedomain.com. So we're going to do an hour general mindless rabble stream. Just kidding. Happy to have you here. And we're going to go down Donoroni for the second half, where I'm going to reveal to you some very interesting stuff which we got out of our survey. We did a big survey. We got quite a lot of responses. And the view that it sheds on the Borg brain of the Free Domain community is really, really fascinating. So we will get to that. You know what? But enough of my gabble. Let's get straight. Are we already living through the cataclysms? No. No, we are not. Second baby. Congratulations. All right. Matt, thank you for the support and the donation. Your question is my passion. What would be your best argument to a woman in her early 20s who's great with kids and is studying to become a child psychologist but is afraid to have kids of her own because she fears the future, as in the coming crisis, and also repeating the child abuse she experienced? Well, my best argument to a woman in her early 20s. Well, Matt, I need to know if I'm talking to you or talking to hair. Are you talking to you? Am I talking to you or am I talking to hair? Because if I'm talking to you, I can be pretty blunt male to male. If I'm talking to her, well, I'm going to gussy it up a little bit and get all kinds of sensitive and dreamy-eyed. Rawr. You tell me what I'm doing. Macho, macho man. I'm gonna be a macho man. That's not really a very macho man impersonation, isn't it? But it's funny that Macho Man was a gay band. It's to you? Okay. So, I would say the following. Honey, that's all nonsense. It's delightful nonsense, and I can understand why you'd feel compelled to put that forward, but it's absolute, arrant, and total nonsense. And I say this with all affection, care, and concern. We just can't operate at the level of ridiculous falsehoods. So, if you're concerned the future, as in the coming crisis, well, let's see. She's studying to become a child psychologist, so what is that? 4 years undergraduate, then you need a 2-year graduate degree, then you need a half decade of being mentored, and you need to write your practicum. So, you know, you're probably 10 years away from becoming a practicing child psychologist. Maybe she's a couple of years into it, maybe she's 6, 7, 8 years away, but she's a long way from becoming an independent and practicing child psychologist, depending on where you are. So if you have enough time to become a child psychologist, you're not that scared about the future. I mean, let's just be frank. If you're really scared about the future, you know, if the doctor said to you, I'm afraid you only have 6 months to live and you can't get out of it, there's no way, then would you start studying to become a child psychologist? You would not. And why would you not? Because you wouldn't have the time. So if you've got, and this is just starting, of course, she's going to borrow $100,000 and let's see, at $40,000 a year, let's say $50,000 a year on average money she could have made otherwise, balanced out over a decade. That's $500,000 plus $100,000 of direct educational fees, probably $200,000. So we're close on $750,000 that she's either deferring or going into debt in order to start becoming a child psychologist. $750,000. How long is it going to take for you to pay off all that? Well, let's say that you earn an extra $50,000 a year after taxes by being a child psychologist. You got $750,000. What is that, 15 years to break even? So you've got 10 years to become a child psychologist and 15 years after that to break even from the investment you made into becoming a child psychologist. What's that? 25 years. Boom! What is 25 years? That's a couple of kids all the way to adulthood, my friend. So let's not even talk about incipient disaster is going to take me down and I can't have children, because if you ain't currently moving out into the country and building a bunch of supply tunnels under the snow in order to store your food and elk meat, I don't really know what you're talking about, the incipient disaster of society. You might as well be, I don't know, some Democrat who fears climate change but who buys a mansion right by the ocean. So let's put all that aside. That's not even remotely true. Is there going to be a crisis? Well, yeah. I mean, statistically, there will be. I mean, the amount of money that's been printed recently is truly eye-boggling, and I was pretty eye-boggled last time I checked to see the latest charts. Oof. It looks like you know what the latest debt figures look like? The heart rate of collective Taylor Swift fans when she's just broken up with a new girlfriend is going to have another pain, civilization destroying agony album. They're so excited, let me tell you. So, okay. So, yes, you're not that concerned about incipient disaster in society because you got a quarter century plan to break even on your child psychology degree. Number one. Number two, a child psychologist, you're all about preventing the child abuse, right? You're gonna evaluate children, and a lot of those children, because they are in the mental health care system, a lot of those children are going to be what? That's right. Yes, they're going to be victims of child abuse. Now, what that means, of course, is that you, my good female lovely friend, you are going to be trying to stop the cycle of violence with the families who are, in fact, abusing their children, right? You're going to be trying to stop the cycle of violence for those who are, in fact, abusing their children. Gosh, what does that sound like? That sounds like somebody who has the skills to stop the cycle of violence. But you're also concerned about repeating the child abuse that you experienced. So you both have the ability to stop the cycle of violence as a child psychologist who helps children, and you also have a great fear that you will be utterly unable to stop the cycle of violence. So I'm not really sure what you'll be selling if it isn't the ability to stop the cycle of violence. And yet you say, I mean, you're literally like someone who's like, I have a cure for cancer. I'm desperately afraid of dying of cancer. It's like, you really can't have both. A little from column A, nothing from column B, or vice versa. So, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? If you're still living in the city, don't talk to me about your fear of incipient collapse. Right. So, let's see here. Tell me if that helps. If it's possible to stop the cycle of violence, why not do it for yourself? And if you have enough time to amortize your quarter century of journey to becoming a break even, not even making money, break even child psychologist. If you got a quarter century lying about, why not have a family and raise some kids? Trust me, my daughter just turned 15. She's only a couple of years away from despawning, flying out into the world, being free. And I believe going to Mexico to nest with the monarchs for the winter. I'm not an expert on being in a child-free zone anymore, so. All right, just came from a first date, and it's my first time that I encounter a young woman who actually is aware of the coming hardship. Most women are quite blind to it, so I found it quite interesting. Yes. You know, that's one of the main reasons why Game of Thrones became popular. A long summer, followed by a multi-year winter. Well, that's Viet debt, followed by financial hardship, right? You get a long summer, because you're just printing and borrowing money, and then you get a long debt. And that's it. So let's see here. Is it just me, or do others feel more hyper for the Steph countdown than the New Year's Eve countdown? Well, because philosophy is a new life every time, every night. Every night I get a new life. It's beautiful. Thank you guys so much. All right. Slapper de lac, tipper de Steph. That is correct. Hello, good evening. The vibratory? That sounds like a distantly humming, much female smiling library. The vibratory. All right. Hello, hello. Hello, Jessica. Welcome this evening. All right. Every year that passes for a woman is brutal. Women in their 30s in dating apps is just so sad. It's not so much. Listen, I don't want to tell you anything about what you're thinking and experiencing. My experience with regards to women in their 30s is not so much that they're aging out of their looks, or not so much that they're getting, you know, massive fertility egg panics and so on. That's not my issue. My issue, it's so strange to me, because of course, as a man, you're used to starting off with very little value and then slowly scaling up from there. What I find so strange about the women in their 30s is that they're upping their standards at a time when their value is declining. They're upping their standards at a time when their value is declining. Isn't that strange? It's like an auction. I don't mean to be overly crass, but you know, sexual marketplace value is a little bit of an auction. It's like an auction where the bidder keeps going up. Sorry, the bidders keep going down, but the auctioneer keeps going up. It's like there's some car that's, you know, 10 years old, and the auctioneer keeps going $40,000, $45,000, $50,000, and the people bidding are like $8,000, $7,000, $6,000. He's completely ignoring what people are bidding, and you just keep scaling up. It's this weird magical thinking where women think that because they have standards, those standards have to be met. If you have high standards, your standards will be met. And if you have low standards, those, you get what you ask for. You get what you demand. You get what you hold out for. I don't even know what to say. That is so strange. That is so strange. I mean, imagine you're a man and you're going to get a job at a restaurant, like you're a cook or something, or waiter, and you say, I'm holding out for $1 million a year. $1 million a year, or I'm not, like, the idea that anyone would do anything, I mean, maybe for Gordon Ramsay or whatever, but the idea that anyone would do anything other than laugh at you is just bizarre to me. As men, we're so used to willing and emerging our value out of nothing, out of studying and willpower and risk and all of it. Just the idea that, my value is massively declining. But the way that I compensate for that, you see, the way that I compensate for that is I'm just going to up my price. I remember a friend of mine who was dating a woman. She was 40. She was 40. And she just had all these demands about what he was supposed to do. And she was very finicky and persnickety. And he had to take her to the right restaurant. And he had to do all the right things and buy her flowers. And it's like, and I remember saying to him, dude, but she's 40. Do you want kids? Yeah, well, if you want kids, I don't know. It's like you've got this fresh produce on the shelf that's $4, and then you have this way past best beyond date that's $40. I don't know. It's just appalling. In Finland, of course, uni fees are limited to 150 euros a year, and it's possible to graduate with psychology masters in 3 years if you're capable. You might have 20,000 euros in student debt from funding your life afterwards, but should be paid off in the first year of work. Oh, my friend. Oh, bragging about the old tax form, are you? Oh, you see, in Finland, where we only pay about 94% of taxes, we get stuff for free. I'm kidnapped, but at least I don't have to pay for my meals. I mean, they kidnap me without any money, and they just keep feeding me this moldy bread. I don't have to pay a damn, but I don't have to pay for shelter. They heat my vaults that I'm stuck in, and they throw some moldy bread under the table. I've got shelter. I've got a roof over my head. I got food. What are you, Julian Assange, bragging about room service? My God, man. Do you know how much you're paying in taxes? Do you know how poor Europeans are relative to people in North America? Oh my God. But we get stuff for free. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be mean. I really, really don't. But holy crap. Ah! Crazy. Ah, Merry Christmas, Steph. Love your show. I just bought my first house yesterday. Oh, lovely. Was it Steinman's house? The guy who wrote Bat Out of Hell or whatever? His house is on for sale at $4 million. Well, congratulations. Seriously, that's good for you. Good for you. All right. What do you think the chances are of finding a quality woman on an online dating app? So I was reading some stuff today. You guys can tell me, theoretically and statistically, y'all are a smidge younger than I am. Do you think that a man married for over 20 years, as I am, do you think that a man married for over 20 years has anything of value to say about the current dating market? Because I know I have talked about things, and I'd like to continue to talk about things. Do you think I have anything of value? Well, of course, I got a daughter who's in her mid-teens, so I'm seeing a little bit of this stuff. Of course, there's a big gap in there of a couple of decades, but do you think that... The auction thing sounds like a viral video in the making. Isn't that wild? They're just sharpshooting the gene pool, right? Oh, although you're 40, raise your standards. End of the line. End of the line. End of the line. End of the line. Oh, make sure you don't like conservatives. 3/4 of women consider MAGA Republicans a red flag. End of the line. Probably because they've been used to being used and have realized that they don't like that, and it's a futile attempt to finally have standards. No. It's, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to say no, like I'm completely right. So you could be right, obviously. Sorry to be rude. But my general belief is this fantasy that women live in a realm of perception in general. Men have to live in a realm of reality. Modern women live in a realm of perception. And so it's like, if I raise the price, people will perceive it has value. If I raise the price, people will perceive it has value. Now, that's not the way the real... I mean, there's a little bit of this, right? But that's not the way the real world works. In the real world, if you raise the value, the price goes up, right? Whereas in the realm of perception, in the realm of subjectivity, the cause and effect are reversed. It's not that something has more value, therefore the price goes up. It's because a higher price is demanded, therefore the value trails along behind it. It's a complete reversal of cause and effect. And this is one of the problems with women remaining single throughout their 20s, is they get lied to incessantly, perpetually. Penis falsehoods. You know, Pinocchio with the nose growing longer when he lies, that's just a man wanting to get laid. Penis grows longer and the truth grows shorter and finally expires under the penis nose shadow of Pinocchio, the ultimate pants getter into guy. So yeah, just get lied to. They just get lied to. So, let's see here. Women are encouraging each other to freeze their eggs so they can extend their, quote, lifestyle. Yeah. Yeah. That's very sad. That's very sad. At least we have free healthcare. Yeah, I remember having a minor issue some years ago. Well, I remember, so I had to get a cyst removed that had sort of formed on the back of my head. In my 20s, I get these cysts on my scalp from time to time, or at least I used to. Thank God for being bald. It doesn't happen where there's no hair. But I remember I wanted to get the cyst removed, and it took me 11 months to get the cyst removed. Crazy. I remember another time, 13 months to see a specialist in Canada. 13 months. Okay, so I'm either better or dead, but there's nothing. Well, what health issue can be postponed for 13 months? Crazy. The strategy is to get a cheap/free education in Finland and then move to a country where you don't get taxed 50% on your income and about 24% on everything else you buy with the remaining money. Well, I mean, the EU's borders were put down for that very reason, but mostly to do with immigration. All right. What have we got here? Let's get to your comments. Steph, Mark Zuckerberg is building a $270 million survivalist compound in Hawaii. He knows what's coming. My question is, how can the average man with limited resources prepare for what's coming? So this is a philosophy show, not a prepper show. You want to get prepper advice, go do prepper stuff elsewhere. I don't mean to be mean, but my ex, who was fairly attractive, had huge expectations for me, but she wasn't willing to quit smoking pot. Well, am I wrong in believing this? that sex for attention, sex for resources is basically the coinage of many modern women? Am I wrong about it? And what I mean by that is, if you ask a modern woman, young woman, and she's got this list of everything that she wants, which is all completely delusional. And then you say to her, what do you bring to the table for the man? And she says, myself, like just myself, me. Okay, so the man has to bring X, Y, Z. She just has to bring one thing, maybe three things, right? So basically, all she has to bring is sexual availability, right? You take the woman's brain and put it in, there's a line from some show, you take the woman's brain, like the OnlyFans woman, you take the woman's brain, put it in a man's body, she's homeless, right? Steph, it would be interesting to see you scroll through something like the Hinge app, Reddit, and see the types of dating profiles and discourse on there. Yeah. Generally, it's in mid-20s when men in Finland start to become more anti-taxation. Yeah. Maybe not even sex, but the implication of the possibility of sex would be the value. Same thing. Sex or the possibility of sex. Right, so the whole point of having women get married, is so that they can't manipulate. I mean, one of the major points of getting women married is so that they can't continue to offer sex for resources. Get a woman married, get her paired off, get some big bicep guy protecting her, and it's like, now she can't offer sex for attention. Now, if she can't offer sex for attention and value, what does she have to offer of value? Children, running households, continuance of civilization, education of the young, all of the good stuff that makes life worthwhile. Must love dogs, must love travel, frappuccino. Oh yeah, it's all the same kind of thing. Number of countries I've been to. Cat person. Vague past trauma. Working on myself. Join me on my adventure. I don't know. It's all very, very typical. I really don't get the dogs and cats pictures on dating profiles. Well, it's a way of saying that you have an affectionate side without bringing a kid in tow, right? All right. I have some topics, but I am here for you. I am here for you. So if you have questions, comments, issues, criticisms, challenges, I am beyond thrilled to hear them. Beyond thrilled. Sorry, I don't know why that sounds so beyond thrilled to see them. But I'm gonna just give ya a wee smidge of the topics I have. And we can go from there. Oh, do you remember I was saying that Godzilla was about feminized men and masculinized women? Feminized men and masculinized women. Now, this is not proof, of course. This is not proof, of course, but, and maybe this refers to something else, but this was 1.7 million views on X. 1.7 million views on X was this little gem here, which is a picture of Godzilla holding a man who's pregnant. 25 minutes. Godzilla holding a man who's pregnant. Think that fits in a smidge into my thesis? I think it does. I do believe it does. It was a great review. Sometimes, you know, that old Hansel, sometimes I even amaze myself. Well, I do actually, I did I did do very well with that Godzilla review, and thank you again for having the opportunity to provide this kind of value to the world, and in particular, to the future. Is that Henry Cavill? I don't know. But that man's going to stay single for a while, I think. At least not married. Okay, so let me get back to other things that I noticed of interest. All right, hit me with a phrase that you remember. Joining Islam, be right back. Hit me with a phrase that you remember an ex saying to you that just killed your heart. Did you ever have this? Some girl, a right fighter, like the person who, I will win at all costs. Snippety old testes. A woman who just will win at all costs. Have you, like, what did she say to you that just, you staggered along, but you were never quite back on your feet again in the relationship? Let me know. Because I read about a couple. And it's pretty rough. I'll just give you a second for that. And while you're doing that, I will tell you about this one. She said, you're racist. You'll never have kids. What, with her or just in general? What do that mean? What mean? I want someone to be proud of. I had to do it after cheating. Oh, God. I will never apologize. Yeah, I remember having a girlfriend once who basically said, the only way we resolve conflicts is if you admit you're wrong. I'm like, I don't really think that's absolved. I really don't think that's resolving a conflict. I think that's just me surrendering, right? Oh, man, I can't even pick one off the list in general. Yeah. Oh, in general, you'll never have kids? I'm not sure how she would. Does that mean you're infertile? I don't think you'll never have kids. It's kind of strange to me. I don't quite understand that. That's like, is that a curse? What is that? Could be, you know, it could be a female to male, could be male to female. So here's one that I thought was pretty wild. My wife, female 32, we've been married for 3 years and have a 1-year-old child. She was a widow when we met, having lost her husband 2 years before we met. However, yesterday we had a very ugly argument about something trivial, and she said she preferred her deceased husband to me. She said this with so much anger and disdain that I was surprised and hurt. She apologized later and said she didn't mean it, but I can't look at her in the same way. I feel like I'm a substitute. She never acted like this in our previous 2 years of marriage. I'm considering preparing for a divorce if this is going to be her pattern from now on. I really don't want that. Can I still salvage my marriage despite her clearly preferring her first husband? What do I do next regarding her? Oof, I say. Oof, that is significantly unpleasant. And I don't think I ever had something like that. I had some stuff, but I never really had something like that. That's pretty nasty. Let me get back to your comments here. Stereotypes are brutal, alpha widowed. You remind me of my dad. I hope that's good. One thing we do get is we get the regrets. We see the regrets now, right? This woman wrote, I regret not making my marriage work, and now my ex-husband is happily remarried. When I was in my early 30s, I divorced my husband. We didn't have any major issues. Our relationship was just challenged after having kids. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I expected him to do more of the housework and childcare when he worked full-time. He didn't help me when I asked, but I started to ask more and more of him, and I burnt him out. I used to have him wrapped around my finger, and I used that as an advantage to get what I want. He eventually got tired of it. I started threatening to divorce him, and he said he knew the baby was just stressing us out, and he would like to make it work. But when I was 30, I thought I was a great catch because I'm still very beautiful for my age, and I lost my mom bod, so I thought I could do better than him, so I left him. I got her house in the divorce, and we share joint custody of her son. Fast forward. Now, I'm 41 and still single. And my ex-husband is 41 and got remarried to a 31-year-old woman who is incredibly beautiful. They had their daughter 3 years ago. He bought a new house. My son loves going to his dad's to spend time with his other family. And I'm not going to lie, it makes me jealous. She has it all. She took my husband. She took my kid. She took my life. That was once all mine, and all I have is the house we created our family in, and now I live in an empty house. I'm 41. I gained 20 pounds. I've got wrinkles, and I'm alone and miserable. I've had short-term relationships after the divorce, but they never worked out. Men just don't want an old woman like me with a child. And I've noticed that men with kids just have a better time dating with kids than we do, and I hate it. Ooh, the regret. The regret. Made her breakfast as a kind gesture early morning before she went to work, and she got annoyed and asked, "Don't you ever do things for yourself?" Yeah, well, that's a tricky complex one. A man who serves a woman too much will obviously and often arouse her ire. A man who overserves a woman will arouse her ire. Do you know why? Why does a man who overserves a woman often evoke irritation in her? You hadn't meant your money out in 22. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Right, so she wants you to be out there getting money, right? If you're overserving her, it means that you're undercompeting with other men in the marketplace, so it can be kind of annoying for that. Dave says, "I swear I've talked to these women after I got divorced. There was no shortage of women who bailed on a marriage as soon as the kid was about one or two." Yeah, it means he had no options. Yeah, don't overserve your women. Be loving, of course, but don't overserve. It's going to be annoying. She ain't special. No, I mean, match her. At least don't go excessive in terms of service. Match her service to you. Don't go excessive in terms of service, in my humble opinion. Love that song. Yeah, I'm sorry. My throat's a little messed up. I did a lot of yelling today for shows. So, sorry. Sorry for murdering that song. All right. I think we had another one of these, which I thought was quite interesting. Sometimes I think about that guy at my poker table in Vegas who was kicked out after the pit boss said he was too drunk. Security came over, asked him to say the alphabet starting with M, and he replied, "Malphabet." Well, he's not wrong, but he was escorted out of the room. Oh, this is wild. So this is a picture of a woman, wild-eyed woman, dancing around a house. And this is her journey. This is her spiritual journey. Drinks ayahuasca to heal internalized racism and self-hatred. Has a shamanic awakening for 40 days, can't stop hallucinating and receiving teachers from the universe. And ends up in the psych ward. Marriage ends. Goes bankrupt. Has to live in mom's basement. I connect with my ancestors. Heal myself through shamanic techniques. Creativity explodes. I make a short film, write 2 albums, teach myself to produce music, make epic music videos, and then decide to write a book about my experiences and release it. Get sexually assaulted on a first date with a famous Canadian author. Pandemic hits. Gets humiliated, gaslit, and re-traumatized throughout the trial. Have to heal myself again. Go deep into a grief state, then on a pleasure revolution journey. Receive instructions from my ancestors. I have to accept who I am and initiate as a shaman in South Africa, or else they will continue to make my life hell.
Well,
how exciting. I can't imagine why anybody had problems with witches in the past. Very strange. Very strange. We talked about travel. Why don't men travel as much? It's not entirely clear why women travel so much more than men, but much of it seems to have to do with the planning aspect. It's found that, whether with friends, family, or a group, 75 to 80% of all travel decisions are made by women. Why
are so many travel plans made by, what is it with chicks and planes, chicks and cars and the Third World War? What is it that women love so much about travel? What is it?
Clearly the only reasonable option is to become a shaman. No kidding.
Yeah, that's opening a bit of a gateway to some very specialized and personalized demonology, right?
Jessica is going to tell us. I feel if we pray at the altar of Jessica, all things female will be revealed to us.
Wait, that sounded a little sinister and vaguely creepy. Oh, well, I'm an old married guy. What do I know about the young? Oh, Jessica's typing a lot. You know, when you see that swirly, if you've got a girlfriend who's difficult, and you see that swirly, you know you're just going to get that wall of text. Getting plowed with no consequences. Like a Montreal road. Maybe it's the hunky TSA agents. No, I've not seen those. Men don't need to do the same things, same group things that women do. Travel fills in their need for excitement. Women delegate to women too, though. My dad always trying to get me to book his flights when we were together, when we get together. Yes, that's right. Nobody knows who you really are. Yeah, that's true for that. No idea. I'm a gardener, very local person. Are you Chauncey Gardner? In my opinion, traveling is a kind of like putting your life on pause. If your life is trash, it's a nice escape to go to a foreign country, experience the men and free drinks, and come back to your misery. Well, yes, yes. So the poster said men don't travel because it is mentally and physically agonizing to spend money on anything that isn't worth potentially more money at some undefined point in the future. Yes, there's some truth in that. There's some truth in that. Yeah, traveling, I think you're right, Kairos, as you generally are. Traveling is a status thing for women, especially in the age of social media, although it used to be the case, of course, with pictures and so on. But women on social media can be like, here I am at a waterfall in Bali, and everyone's like, slay, jealous, right? And so I think that there is a real status thing for women. And the status thing for women used to be a great household with happy children. That used to be the status thing back in the good old days of sanity, or at least relative sanity. So I think there's that aspect of it. But yeah, the travel thing is pretty wild. All right. Let me ask you this question. It's not an intelligence test, but I know you're a very, very bright audience. I know you're a very bright audience. So riddle me this, Batman. It took Marie 10 minutes to saw a board into two pieces. It took Marie 10 minutes to saw a board into two pieces. If she works just as fast, how long will it take her to saw another board into three pieces? Took Marie 10 minutes to saw a board into two pieces. If she works just as fast, how long will it take her to saw another board into three pieces? What would that be? What I must know. Give me the answers. You say 20 minutes. 20 minutes. We have a 15 minutes. All right, well, we get these asked back, so let's see here. Oh, what were your thoughts on the parents bringing their children to a late-night showing of Godzilla? Oh, it was appalling. It was absolutely terrible, awful, beyond wretched. It's way too intense a movie. They can't follow it. It's a lot of violence, people getting killed, squished, stomped on, disaster, giant monsters that they can't process as allegorical. Japanese subtitles. It was way too late. They were hopped up on sugar. It was just beyond appalling. It's just beyond appalling how people do this kind of stuff. I was in Paris for work last year. I repeatedly saw two women traveling together, one taking social media pictures of another posing. Yeah, yeah. Ah, what are our... You said nothing of the size of the boards. Ah, yes, it is a theoretical. It is a theoretical. All right, 20 minutes total, 20, 15 minutes, 5 minutes per cut, 20, 20 minutes, 20, 15 minutes. No way she can do it in 20. Okay, I know, it's a female, right? 20, 15 minutes, you said nothing of the size of the boards. Oh, wait, it would still be 10 minutes because she would complain until a man makes that. Oh, that's funny. The smaller the boards, the harder the cut, unless you get clamps and a table. Okay, so, no, the answer is, right, we've sort of puzzled this through, right? If it takes... another board, right? So just assume they're the same size. It's nothing tricky, right? So it takes 10 minutes to saw a board into two pieces. So 10 minutes per cut, right? So if she wants to saw another board into three pieces, now you could say it's a corner, but you know, all other things being equal,
It's 10 minutes for a cut. She's got to cut twice to cut the board into three pieces. So it takes her 20 minutes. However, the teacher, I'm not saying it was a female, but it looks like a female's writing, marked 20 minutes wrong and said 15. No, because 10 is 2 minutes. 15 is three pieces. 20 is four. So if it's 10 minutes to get two pieces, it's going to be 15 minutes to get three pieces. Therefore, it's 15 minutes. And it's like, spatial reasoning fail 101. Spatial reasoning fail 101. Nobody here is a carpenter, clearly. Yes, yes, yes. It's a space theoretical question, but I mean, you're not an astronaut, but the whole point is it's theoretical. It's just a logic test, right? It's just a logic test. But I thought that was kind of clever. There's a whole genre of people with correct answers getting marked wrong on tests. This was interesting. From the dawn of human civilization, only 40% of all men have procreated, while 90% of women have procreated. This implies that women would rather share a good man than settle down with an average man. If you're an average man in 2023, you will be the last of your bloodline. That's interesting. Oh, interesting. Interesting. My friends, it is go for broke time. It is go for broke time, if you're a man. You cannot hang back. You cannot wait for things to come to you, and you cannot be average. It is time for absolute and total go for broke. Do you know what that means? Do you know what it means? Go for broke. Rant? Joe can smell the sulfur in the air as the nose hairs begin to curl on the incipient volcano Icelandic. Brighten the horizon, Rantosaurus volcano. Yes, I feel it's down there. I don't know. Is it going to come out or not? Let me just have a look on the tips thing here. Is it going to come? Am I going to get tips summoned? Are the demons of Rant going to be lured out with the breadcrumbs of goods and goodies? I don't know. It could go either way, guys. I don't know. It's really up to you. Just up to you. It's just the way that it is. There's only one way these days to summon Ranty Steph. Donations down last month. Gotta be responsible. Got employees. Freedomain.com/donate. You can donate there too. That's fine. I don't mind. I'm not overly fussy. I'm the opposite of fussy. I'll tip 25 on FDR right now. Thank you. That helps. I don't know if it tips it, but it helps. All right, I'll do another one, and then we'll get back to the go for broke rant, perhaps. Perhaps. Me and my pirate girlfriend holding hands, me. But babe, your hands are so cold. Her, that's me hook. Nice. Nice. More than 90% of all Bitcoin is already in circulation. 70% or more is held by people who refuse to sell. Tens of billions of dollars of demand are on the way with the spot ETF. You learned what happens next when your economic 101 professor taught you supply and demand. It's going to be wild. I think it is. Ah, question from a woman. My man was borrowing, but he took care of me. We had a house and food on the table. I left him to pursue my film dreams in Atlanta. That failed. I've been stripping and other things. I got pregnant and I want to go back home so he'll help me. He's dating. How to win him back? How to win him back? Go back in time. Don't be on your back. All right, let's see here. From from Zuby, a very, very good Xer at Zuby Music. In the UK, the leading cause of death for both men and women under 35 is suicide. For men, suicide remains the leading cause of death all the way up until age 50. The most dangerous thing to a young person is themselves. I feel like this should be taken more seriously and properly analyzed and tackled. And I don't mean shallow signaling about mental health awareness or just throwing more money at the government. There's something seriously wrong here. Despair, lack of purpose, and meaning. Lack of purpose and meaning. Did you know that? That the leading cause of death in the UK for men all the way up until the age of 50 is suicide? Did you know that? Hookup culture with pirates is a little different. That's right. That's right. All right. Getting there. All right, a little bit more. But yeah, that's really, really important. And I'll do a whole rant on suicide. I did a call-in show a while ago with a guy who was, I mean, I don't normally take these calls because it's too edgy, but he was really suicidal and it was really tough, very tough. My wife bought a costume for a fancy dress party. She said, I'll nip upstairs and put it on to show you. She came back down and stood before me. Wow, that's a winning costume, I said. It's the most convincing killer whale outfit I've ever seen. I'm a nun, she replied. That was kind of funny. Amusing. What else do we have here? There was one that I wanted to get to you. There's one I wanted to get to you. We will get. Son rearranged his mother's Merry Christmas garage decoration to read Creamy Shits. I don't know why. I'll never be too old for a good scatological joke. This man treated me so good and was so respectful and amazing and made me feel seen. He was doing it all right, but I don't know why. I just don't want him right now. Women aren't looking for nice guys these days. They know what's coming. They know what's coming. I mean, I wrote all about this. I like this woman. She posted, sometimes when my husband makes me mad, I look at him through a fork and pretend he's in jail. Very funny. All right, let me just go here. Are we at rant time? Are we at rant time? I don't know. Let's see here. What did we get over here? Thank you, my friend. Well, it's not much, although each individual person, I thank. Oh, yeah, what do we got? Marty ate 4/6 of his pizza, and Lewis ate 5/6 of his pizza. Marty ate more pizza than Lewis. How is that possible? Marty ate 4/6 of his pizza, and Lewis ate 5/6 of his pizza. Marty ate more pizza than Lewis. How is this possible? The answer being, Marty's pizza is bigger than Lewis's pizza. And the teacher wrote back, a woman looks like, that is not possible because 5/6 is greater than 4/6, so Lewis ate more? And it's like, the question literally says Marty ate more pizza than Lewis. It could also be that it's thicker, right? So it also depends, like maybe the smaller pizza was had like 20 ingredients and the larger pizza just had cheese. Could be a number. Summon Ranty Steph. Cary Grant rant. Well, I don't know if I could do a Cary Grant rant. I don't know. Was that Cary Grant? I don't even know what that was. Okay, I see. Pretty funny. All right. Well, I'll do this one, and if there's another little tip or two, then I'll do the rant. All right. I, 29-year-old female. Oh, you know what? I want to be sensitive to the listener. Do you want this female complaint in Valley Girl or straight? V for Valley, S for straight. V for Valley, S for straight. Do you want this V for Valley, S for straight? Any thoughts on Canada's medical assistance in dying? MAID. Made in heaven. Oh, well, I mean,
everything that you ask for free will be paid for by your children, right?
Valley Girl. Okay. All right. Okay, 1 to 10, Valley Girl. How Valley Girling are we going? How Valley Girling are we going? Don't, I will, up to 11? Really? I don't know if you want that. I don't know if my voice can handle it. I'll brace for the Valley cringe. Oh, no. Are we really going to go that far? That's a great question. 4? 1, please. Okay, so you want just a light dusting? 10 to the power of 10. Excellent. 7.56. So we're looking for medium. Medium. All right. Thanks. I got the question about squaring, two people squaring up. 1985. Grody to the max. All right. So we'll just do medium. Medium Valley Girl. All right. What do we got here? I, 29, female, am married to my husband, 28, male, for 3 years. Together for 7. We had been your everyday happy couple, stable finances, no major problems overall. Hubby is a sweetheart, but one problem I had with him was how he was excessively touchy and flirty. It was great at first. Who does not want or love an attentive partner, right? However, as the years passed, it felt excessive to me. Whenever he compliments me, there's always a sexual comment. There's always sexy, along with beautiful cute. Whenever we kiss, he gets a hard-on, even when hugging me or caressing. There is always a butt slap when passing by in the kitchen. I pointed it out before, but to no avail, he kept doing that. A quick note that he does not push me for intimacy, even though he is ready for the deed. He just has a hard-on. I think about 6 months ago, he was caressing me, and I noticed he had a hard-on again. It was a really stressful time for both of us, so I was fed up with him and everything in life at that time. I told him how he always sexualizes me and it's disgusting. He clearly did not expect that and was taken aback. He said he cannot help it since he's a young, fit, and healthy man. I asked him to stop as it was irritating for me. I should have chosen my words more carefully here. So, there has been no hug, no butt slap, no caressing, no intimacy initiation from his side for the last 6 months. I asked a week into our discussion why he stopped hugging and cuddling me. He said he will get a hard-on and I will be upset, which I argued by saying, is it not possible for you to do these things without getting a boner? He said it just happens naturally. 6 months have passed without these intimate moments, unless I initiated. He did not even compliment me much. I must also add that he seemed weird during intimacy. So, this month, hubby went on a business trip for 6 days, and has been off since then. 2 days ago, he abruptly told me that we are not sexually compatible, and maybe we should separate. I was shocked and asked him why he thinks it like that. He stated how our intimacy frequency dropped a lot when he stopped. He said that a younger girl flirted with him when they were at a bar with the colleagues after the event. He said he realized that he did not feel wanted in a long time. He complained how I almost never compliment him, has always been on the receiving end, and even though I was the receiving one, how I get to complain about it. I don't know what that means, by the way. I asked him if he cheated, and he said no, and berated me for not knowing and trusting him. I tried to talk to him more on this subject, but he just does not answer. I've been trying to process everything and crying for the last 2 days. I do not know how to navigate this situation. Any advice is appreciated.
Oh my gosh. What do you think? I voted for the Valley Girl, but just barely. Oh, whatever your brain and vocal cords can handle, fry to the max. I've noticed that a lot of stuff like this happens with couples the same age or only 1 to 2 years difference. Oh no, he's attracted to you. What a horrible fate. What a kind of sick bastard is attracted to his own wife. Oh my gosh. Beat me to it. I bet you he did. She's just saying she's not attracted to him. Maybe.
Imagine being annoyed at him being sexual when you're under 30. Oy vey, dude is checked out. R.I.P. the money train for her. Go for broke rant, thank you. Husband has emotions, what do I do? They always regret it after hindsight. Right. Now, there have been a lot of comments on this. There's almost 4 million views and, yeah, almost 500 comments. Now, this is, yes, I want to be in a sexual relationship with you, but I don't want you to value sex with me. Right. That's just me talking to you. This isn't even me talking about the show. So, you know what the key thing is here? Oh, I've seen this so many times. This is almost like set your watch by it, right? This is almost set your watch by it. So, we've been together for 7 years. They've been together for 7 years. So, what is her body saying? Oh, why would she sabotage her relationship this way? So, they've been together for 7 years. What is her body saying? They always regret it after hindsight. He should have left long before if she sounds like that, especially if she has that deeper voice. More likely they started the relationship with sex before values. Now she's insecure about why he's with her. Yeah, yeah, quite right. Yeah, so you guys are so smart. Modern women have no clue. They've been taught to connect with their female friends and vie for their girlfriend's approval. Unlike women, I'm from the 80s and 90s who wanted boys' attention. Yeah, yeah. 5 years, once kids. Yeah, 5 to 7 years, no kids. No kids. Mac Babby, Mega Babby. That's right. No swimmers. Make a baby, please. Married. 3, 7 total. Yeah, that's right. Kids now move on. Wonder if she was on the pill. This man is infertile. Well, I don't know. They don't mention anything about wanting kids or having kids. So they're just living this ridiculous life of no future. And so, of course, she's pulling at the threads because her body's like, no kids. Move on. You're 29. Why would she blow up the relationship? Because she's almost 30 and there's no kids. Right? Now, listen, let me get you, I know it's easy to be annoyed at a woman like this, right? Now, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there not, yeah, her body is saying, stop playing with me, put a baby in her, stop, right? 7 years, way too long, right? So ladies, is it not true that you have a significant fear of being used by a man for sexual pleasure and he doesn't actually like you that much? He doesn't really love you or care about you, but you're just there, you're sexually available, right? Is there not a great fear that women have, right? Like the old Goldie Hawn comedy, Private Benjamin. He said he loved me. And then what? And then he came. Right. So is there not a great fear? So if the only time he's affectionate with her, or every time he's affectionate with her, he has a boner, then she's concerned that he's only affectionate with her to get his rocks off, right? To drop a load, right? To nut, as they say these days, right? And so there is this fear that I'm just a receptacle for sexual drainage, right? I'm like the sexual drainage sewer loin, right? Sorry, that's actually a pretty good name for a punk band. But anyway, so there is this great fear, of course, for women that the man's just horny, right? Will you still love me? Yeah, the worst is when a virgin girl gets pumped and dumped by a Chad. Paradise, yeah, paradise by the dashboard light, right? I was horny. Now I can't wait for my life to be over because we have to spend the rest of our life together. What a nightmare. By the way, my camera should last. I found this thing online because the battery was exhausted, like running out, or maybe there was overheating from the battery. So I got this thing that it goes from the plug straight into the battery receptacle. So stop right there. Boom, boom. Yeah, it's great. It's a great song. It's a great song. There's a pretty funny... The guy they got to do the baseball commentary in that song was actually a real baseball guy and required all the details. And then towards the end of the recording, he's like, hey, this isn't dirty, is it? Anyway. Yeah, but he married her in this situation. Right. And why did he marry her? So they got together young, right? They've been together 7 years and she's 29 and he's what? Is he 28 or do I have that? Your husband's a year younger. So they got together when he was 21, right? I love this meme. This woman's holding a kid. I want another baby. And the man says, well, that's a relief. I didn't like this one either. It was kind of funny. Have you heard of hoflation? Have you heard of this sort of phenomenon of what's called hoflation? to nut or not to nut, Steph? Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts on ear piercings for women? Just regular lobe piercings. I don't want my daughter to want them just because I have them. I've recently stopped wearing earrings for this reason. Am I overreacting? I mean, it grows over, right? I mean, it's not like some stuff that doesn't regrow. Do you think kissing on a first date is too soon? A lot of people say it means she is into you. First date? I think a kiss on the cheek and a hug is fine. I don't know, but like a full-on tonsil hockey, I don't think is the right way to go myself because it's moving pretty fast. So. Oh, gosh. How good am I? Oh, I was like, what are people saying yes about? Hoflation? Okay, so I'll just read you the meme because it's interesting. Agreed or not, it's interesting. So this is, oh, Lord, stop taking me all over the internet here. Okay, Hoflation. This was actually posted on 4chan originally 2022. Modern men have to work 5 times harder than their grandfathers did for women 20 times worse than what their grandmothers were. It's called hoflation, and it's destroying Western men's desires to be providers and protectors. And I think that is quite interesting. Yeah, more work for lower quality women. Of course, in the past, women had to bring sexual access to the table or the bedroom, but they also had to bring what? What are the other things that women in the past had to bring for a man to want to date, commit, you know, get engaged, married, and all that? Women get sex from good-looking men as one-night stands, and then they can't settle down. They have trust issues. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible because alpha widows, right? They can have alpha guys, or they can have top-tier guys only if they offer sex. But the men won't settle down with them, right? So then it changes their whole perception of what they're worth or what their value is, and it's tough. Being pleasant, yeah, being pleasant. You needed to be a homemaker, you needed to be able to run a household, you needed to be able to cook and do laundry and run the finances and manage the bank accounts and, you know, all of that kind of stuff that goes along with that, maybe work on the taxes to some degree. So, yeah, you needed to bring a lot of positive attributes and all of that. And now it's just sex. Yeah, agreeable, helps with business, runs the house, good mom, etc., household management, parenting skills, and so on. Was going to tip sooner, but was driving my joy into the stratosphere. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Yeah, child nurturing qualities, stability. Also, you had to be good with illnesses and so on because that's, you know, what happens. Home economics, yeah, running a household on a limited budget usually for the case. How do you stretch a dollar? How do you do all of that? How do you make the home so pleasant that the kids don't really want to go out? And also, can you save the man money by having a home that's so pleasant that all the kids in the neighborhood want to come over and play? That saves you a lot of money. Then you don't have to go to Chuck E. Cheese. You don't have to go to the mall. You don't have to go to an arcade. You don't have to go to a expensive play center. You don't have to go to a expensive park. So if the woman is fun enough at coming up with, like, my wife is amazing at this stuff. She will create like literal giant obstacle courses for kids at our place, and so everybody's like thrilled to come over. I mean, we've got giant obstacle courses. There's badminton. We've got great card games if it's rainy, and I've got like a whole encyclopedia of games that we can do. Now that my daughter's getting older, we'll do Dungeons and Dragons from time to time with her friends, which is usually a real blast. So, if you have a wife who can make your home super inviting, it will save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year in the costs of having to go to do things elsewhere. So yeah, it's just all over the place. It's just all over the place. The number of times my daughter has said, this day, which cost nothing, was the best day ever. Does this emphasis on sex have to do with the declining birth rates, or is this just natural? I mean, men tend to be a little bit more R-selected, and women tend to be a little bit more K-selected, right? R-selected versus K-selected. By the way, in a few minutes, we're going to go super spicy. I'll do the rant, but we're going to go supporter only. So at about an hour 10, we're going to go supporter only. But hey, man, don't sweat it. Don't worry. Don't panic. Baby, don't you panic, because I'm going to give you a link right here. You're watching. You can completely continue to watch totally for free. You can sign up. If you don't like it, don't find that we add value. Unthinkable, unfathomable, I know. But if you find that we don't supply value, you can just cancel. It doesn't cost you anything, but you get all of the cool stuff. Truth About the French Revolution. Access to the audiobook for Peaceful Parenting, Staffbot AI, private live streams, premium call-in shows, the 22-part History of Philosophers series, some of my greatest work. Oh.